Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Holly Strand. Common mullein, Our Lady's flannel, velvet plant, Jupiter's staff, beggar's blanket, hare's beard, bear's ear, and nature's toilet paper. These are just a few of the names that apply to a single species that is widely distributed across Europe and Central Asia and naturalized here in North America. Common names are descriptive and often charming, but they are local names and won't be understood beyond their particular region or in another language. And sometimes common names are downright misleading. For example, a koala bear isn't a bear, and a red panda isn't a panda. To avoid confusion, scientists use a unique two-word designation, usually taken from Latin or Greek, to identify a species unambiguously. The first word is the name of the genus to which the organism belongs. The genus comprises a group of closely related animals or plants. The second term is chosen by the person that describes and publishes the species account. It is a huge breach of etiquette to name a species after yourself. But the taxonomist can name the organism after the person who actually found it in the field. They can also name the species after a friendly colleague, and then hope that the friendly colleague will name one after them. Often the name will describe some physical characteristics of the species. Earlier this year, a paleontologist unearthed a new dinosaur here in Utah and named it Heawati rugaculus. That's a combination of Zuni and Latin for grinding mouth, wrinkle eye. Other names are based on location. Penstemon utahensis is a penstemon found here in our state. Amblia proctis boondoxius is a scarab that was apparently found in the middle of nowhere. The name may represent a subjective reaction toward the organism. Vampirotuthis infernalis translates into vampire squid from hell. Indeed, it is a rather scary-looking cross between a squid and an octopus. Some scientists get sentimental at naming time. They'll name species after their loved ones or their favorite artists. Thus, we have two trilobites in the Avalanchurus genus named Lennoni and Starri. McCartney and Harrison are honored in a neighboring genus. I'm proud to say that it was a Utah biologist that named a parasitic louse Strigophis Gary Larsoni. The Far Side cartoonist should not take offense. In a letter to Larson, Dr. Dale Clayton praised him for, quote, "the enormous contribution that my colleagues and I feel you have made to biology through your cartoons." For sources and archives of past programs, see www.wildaboututah.org. For Wild About Utah, I'm Holly Strand.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.